Marissa Melton. U.S. health authorities have confirmed Tuesday that more than 200 children held in a border facility described as unsafe and unsanitary last week were transferred to the care of another U.S. agency. In a statement emailed to VOA, U.S. Health and Human Services acknowledged it took custody of 249 unaccompanied children from the Customs and Border Protection Clint Station facility in Texas. The statement came after the Associated Press reported unsanitary living conditions and inadequate food and medical treatment at the facility. Earlier Tuesday, the Trump administration's acting head of Customs and Border Protection, John Sanders, resigned. He did not say why he's leaving his post, effective July 5th. Hours after taking over as the acting chief at the Pentagon, Mark Esper is headed to Brussels to reassure NATO allies after yet another big Trump administration change. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the Pentagon.
Over the weekend, Mark Esper was still Secretary of the Army. He became acting defense secretary yesterday and will become the third Pentagon chief in less than a year to meet with allies in Belgium.
We come with a message of continuity, that a personnel transition does not mean a change in policy.
Acting Assistant Secretary Katie Wielbarger says it's a good thing Esper's going to NATO in his first week on the job, saying face-to-face meetings will help him get the point across on issues from Iran to Russia. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Stephanie Grisham, the chief spokeswoman for the First Lady, has been named the new White House press secretary. Here's what President Trump had to say.
I asked people, who do you like? And so many people said, Stephanie. And she's here. She knows everybody. She actually gets along with the media very well, as you know.
And you're listening to VOA News. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani dismissed the new economic sanctions on Iran from the United States, saying the president is mentally disabled.